Recorded Books presents Past Life Hero, Book 1, by Blaise Corvin. Narrated by John Skelly. Chapter 1. Max sat glumly, staring at the bill on the table. He sighed, the sound like a leaky balloon, leaned back and ran his fingers through his short, unkempt hair. I'm not going to be able to do this, he thought. This just isn't working. He contemplated what to do, knowing he had to find a solution. Out loud, he said, It's tough, dude. This is messed up. Am I doing something wrong? The concept of student loan debt had seemed simple at first, but Max had obviously underestimated the future issues he'd be facing. Now he had a rather simple problem with a simple solution, but that was easier said than fixed. He needed more money. Even though he had graduated from college almost 2 years ago with a decent degree in business administration, Max still couldn't find a better job than his starter gig. He was super overqualified for his current job, just like most of his fellow employees. Every position out there required years of experience. And even then, job security was often uncertain. Several bills were laid out on the table, but the one causing the most stress was the student loan bill. If only I could just erase this debt and start over, he wished. Life would be so much easier. Max had to be careful with his thoughts, though. He knew that if he dwelled on them too much, he might not be able to handle it. Besides, he'd already started over once before. This was not his first life. It was fortunate his parents had thought he was just being imaginative when they overheard him talking about his past life as a child. Max stood up and went to his room, which was basically half of his small, old, slightly smelly apartment. He had a few possessions, a guitar, a collection of books, and his car outside in the parking lot. Back when he was 18 years old, he had learned how to be quiet and unassuming. In his apartment building, he was hesitant to make noise. The neighbors upstairs and downstairs, who were the loudest, were also the meanest and least willing to tolerate anyone else's noise. It was funny how that worked. Even though Max had combat memories and skills from past lives, in this modern world ruled by Google and Walmart, standing up for himself, especially physically, would likely cause more trouble than it was worth. He plucked a few experimental notes on the guitar and thought about his old world. His past life hadn't always been good, but it had shaped him. In fact, there were times when his experiences made him uncomfortable, since many fantasy books, stories, and movies in this new world had plots similar to his first life. The first time he'd realized this, he'd been 8 years old and already reading for fun. Then his memories had all come back at once. He could remember being murdered. Max had died and been reborn. From about age 9 to 12, he had seriously wondered if he was crazy. The constant stress had occupied his thoughts of what felt like every waking moment and likely eroded his stomach lining. To finally prove to himself whether he was insane or really the soul of the hero of Albion, he'd pursued hobbies or activities that he should already know how to do or have advantages at. As it turned out, after trying martial arts and boxing, his old skills had come back in a way that meant he never doubted his identity ever again. The old memories made his emotions roil. Max grimaced, but the expression softened as soft notes filled his room. His guitar produced simple but pleasing music as his fingers wandered over the strings. The instrument wasn't exactly what he had learned to play back in Albion, but it was close enough, and it was comforting. He glanced up at the bookshelf on the wall where he kept some of his favorite books he'd read while trying to make sense of his memories. The books had definitely helped. Even though they were considered fiction, they had helped him
Sample complete. Ready to continue?